بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're still pondering upon the verses of Surah Al-Buruj and the ayah that we concluded last time we met was ayah number 10. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَتَنُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبُوا فَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمَ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ الْحَرِيقَ. Verily those who put into trial by burning. So the word فَتَنُوا has a meaning in Arabic, to test and to burn the gold so that it would be purified. And it also is used as a test or a punishment or torment or torture. So Allah Azza wa Jal is referring to all of these meanings by saying that verily those who put into trial the believing men and women and then do not turn in repentance will have the torment of hell and they will have the punishment of the burning fire. So any type of trial, any type of fitna a person imposes upon the believers, he will be punished in hellfire. And this includes those who torture the believers because of their iman, those who prosecute them because of their belief, those who pose and show and expose the believers to fitna, to trials. So they show them temptation and they try to lure them to the dungeons of sin and filth. All of these are going to suffer in the same fashion that Allah has described, to be burnt in hell unless they repent before they die. And how would one repent? This is very easy. All what you have to do, first of all, is that you repent for the sake of Allah. So your repentance is not because the doctor told you, if you don't quit drinking, then your liver is going to be busted and you're going to die. No, you quit drinking because it's forbidden. So you have to be sincere. And you have to show deep remorse. So if you quit the sin, but you always enjoy remembering it, then you're not truly repenting. Because the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, an-nadamu tawbah. Remorse, deep, sincere remorse is repentance. So you have to regret. You have to quit. So it's no use for you to have like 10 bottles of whiskey and a glass in your hand and you say, I will, inshallah, someday quit. This is not repentance. Even if you feel remorse, as long as you're drinking, as long as you're involved in that sin, Allah will not accept your repentance. If you quit and feel remorse, you have to plan not to do it again. You have to intend not to do it again. But if you quit and feel remorse, yet you call your travel agent and say, listen, the place you sent us to last month was horrible. Pick a better location next August. And you hung up. This means that you intend to do it, your repentance is not accepted. And as mentioned before, your repentance has to be in a time where Allah accepts it. Because if the sun rises up from the west, this is doomsday. Allah would not accept your repentance. And if you are on your dying bed and your soul reaches your throat and you say, I repent, Allah would not accept this. It has to be in a time when Allah accepts your repentance. And if the sin is between you and another individual, you stole his money, you attacked him, you did something wrong to him, you should give back to him what is his, and you should ask him for his forgiveness. Because this is between you and him. If you don't, Allah will take from your sins and give it to him on the day of judgment. Then Allah Azza wa Jal says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرِ. Verily those who believe and do righteous good deeds, for them will be gardens under which rivers flow, that is in paradise. That is the greatest success. ذلك الفوز الكبير. The great success. Now Allah Azza wa Jal has promised those who believe. Believe in what? Believe in Allah, in His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Islam. Allah would give them this garden, this Jannah, this paradise. But if someone says, listen, I believe in the existence of Allah, but I don't believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah, he's kafir, he will not enter paradise. If he says, I believe in Allah and I believe in the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but I believe there are other messengers coming after him, he's a kafir. He will not be admitted to Jannah because he is belying the Quran that says that the Prophet is the seal of the Prophethood sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so on. So those who believe and do righteous good deeds, and you have to do good deeds. It's not sufficient that you sit on your couch and say, I believe in Allah, but I'm not willing to pray. If you don't pray, you're not a Muslim. These are the pillars of Islam. If you don't believe and do righteous deeds, you will not be entitled to enter paradise. Those who believe and do righteous deeds, Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared for them gardens where rivers flow underneath, and rivers flow of honey, wine, milk, and water. It flows under their houses, under their gardens. It flows through it in a very beautiful scene that no one of us can imagine. So, this is prepared for those who believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the great success. And what do we mean by the word the great success? Because you can succeed in this life, partially. But the ultimate is when you are admitted in paradise. This is the success that is compared to nothing. And you have to always remember that success is not necessarily as people think it. If your wife is the most beautiful woman, man, you have succeeded for sure. But if she doesn't wear the hijab and everyone shares her beauty with you, then this is a great loss. When someone dies defending what he believes, as we know, jihad is one of the pillars of Islam. Not what the terrorists do. Not killing people indiscriminately. Not blowing up innocent people, women, children, elderly, places of worship, churches, synagogues, masjids. This is not jihad. This is terrorism. But the actual jihad that Allah has praised, that the Prophet ﷺ had done to defend your religion, to defend your country, to defend your honor, to spread the word of Allah Azza wa Jal, this jihad may result in bloodshed, may result in your own self being killed and martyred. One would look at a martyr and say, wow, the poor thing, he died. He's not poor. He has succeeded. Allah Azza wa Jal has granted him Jannah, paradise. So success is not in accordance to what you and I know. It is in accordance to what the Quran and the Sunnah tells us about. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ. He who is turned away from hell and admitted to paradise, he has succeeded. This is the true success that each and everyone should look for. What does Allah the Almighty call us to every single day, five times a day? Come to success. حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ. Come to success. You want success? You have to go and pray in the masjid. And the masjid is the thing that draws you closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, and with it, you will find success. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the following ayah, إِنَّ بَطَشَ رَبِّكَ لَشَدِيدٌ. Verily, the wrath and punishment of your Lord is severe. Indeed it is. Allah's punishment is unlike anyone's punishment. As well as Allah's reward is unlike anyone's reward. The problem is that we do not know our Lord. The problem is that we do not know Allah Azza wa Jal and how magnificent He is, how glorified and powerful He is. We don't know Allah's mighty, as we do not know Allah's forgiveness and kindness. Muslims are ignorant of their Lord's attributes and beautiful names. And that is why the more you get to know Allah, the closer you get to paradise. We have a short break. Stay tuned. And inshallah, we'll be right back. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Allah says, Inna batusha rabbika lashadid. Verily, the wrath and punishment of your Lord is severe. And by Allah it is. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, may Allah be pleased with him and have mercy upon him, was in Hajj one year, and it rained heavily, and there was thunder shaking the earth, and all the pilgrims were terrified and frightened, while Umar was smiling. And they asked him, you see what the people are suffering from, and how they are frightened by the thunder, and you're smiling? And he said, yes, praise be to Allah, and glory be to Him. This is the sign of His mercy. Rain is His mercy. The crops will grow, and the cattle will drink and eat. So the thunder is the signs of His mercy. How about it when Allah shows you His wrath? La ilaha illallah. When you look at a volcano erupting, this is a glimpse of Allah's wrath. When you see a tsunami covering the whole country, villages and cities and killing people, destroying places, this is Allah's wrath. And this is nothing compared to what awaits the disbelievers on the Day of Judgment. إِنَّهُ هُوَ يُبْدِئُ وَيُعِيدُ. It is verily He who begins and returns things or repeat them. So it is Allah Azza wa Jal who creates the humans and the rest of the creatures when they die and decompose and turn into dust. It is Allah Azza wa Jal who resurrects them and gives them life after death. Everything begins from Allah Azza wa Jal and everything ends to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the first without a beginning and He is the last without an end, subhanahu azza wa jal. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودِ. Yes, His wrath is severe, and He's the one who resurrects, but He is of forgiving and full of love. These are two attributes of Allah azza wa jal. He is of forgiving. No matter what your sins are, come to Him, and He will forgive you. And that is why it was reported that Wahshi ibn Harb, may Allah be pleased with him, he was an Abyssinian slave, but a strong and fierce fighter. He's the one who ambushed Hamza, the uncle of the Prophet ﷺ, may Allah be pleased with him, and assassinated him. He killed him. And then, after doing this heinous act, and we know that Hamza is on the top of the list of martyrs, the Prophet said, Sayyid al-Shuhada, the master of all martyrs is Hamza, his uncle. So Wahshi, who killed Hamza, may Allah be pleased with him, came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. But he came accepting Islam. Now, he killed the master of martyrs. Yet Allah Azza wa Jal, nothing holds him back from forgiving those who come to him. And that is why Allah says in the end of Surah Az-Zumar, O my servants who have transgressed greatly upon themselves, do not despair from Allah's forgiveness. For Allah forgives all sins. And Allah Azza wa Jal is of forgiving, full of love. Allah Azza wa Jal is full of love and kindness. And He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, draws closer to His servants so that they would love Him and come to worshipping Him. ذُو الْعَرْشِ الْمَجِيدِ. the owner of the throne, the glorious, subhanahu azza wa jal. Allah is glorious. His throne is glorious. His throne is so big and huge in size that we cannot even imagine it. It goes beyond anything that we have ever known. If the heavens and the earth combined, the whole of these galaxies were compared to the Kursi, it is like a ring thrown in the desert. And the Kursi compared to the throne is like a ring thrown in a big vast desert. Allah the Almighty is the creator of the throne. And Allah does not need the throne. فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدٌ He does what He intends, or He does what He wills, subhanahu azza wa jal. No one can stop Him. No one can question Him. Whatever He pleases, He does. And this is why, whatever happens in this world, we, the believers, are always content. Because we know that whatever Allah does out of wisdom and out of justice and fairness. Allah is just and fair, and He would never transgress, He would never oppress His servants. So we believe that whatever He chooses for us is the best. And we have no other choice, because Allah Azza wa Jal does what He wills, and no one can stop Him. See, what you own is not entirely yours. You can get a $100 bill and burn it, claiming that it is yours, but it is not. It is Allah, and all what you see here is Allah, and that is why you will be held accountable for your wealth, where you gained it from and where you had spent it in. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says these following verses, هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْجُنُودِ فِرْعَوْنَ وَثَمُودِ بَلِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي تَكْذِيبٍ وَاللَّهُ مِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ مُحِيطٍ Has the story reached you of the soldiers of Pharaoh and Thamud? We know that Thamud were a tribe, or was a tribe, and their messenger was Salih, peace be upon him. And Pharaoh, we know that messenger Musa, peace be upon him, was sent to him. So has the story reached you of the soldiers of Pharaoh and Thamud? Nay, the disbelievers in denying, they persist in denying. And Allah has complete control over them. He sees them, hears them, and controls their affairs. So Allah Azza wa Jal controls all of their affairs. So how could they escape Him? And ponder and reflect about these great nations before you. Where are they? They're down the drain. Where is the Roman Empire? Where is the Persian Empire? Where are these great nations that were before us? Where is the Soviet Union? Where is Hitler? All went down the drain. And the same would happen with all the superpowers we have nowadays. Rest assured. But those who believe will conquer, and their legacy would go on. So, did the news of these disbelievers reach you? And Allah says, بَلْ هُوَ قُرْآنٌ مَجِيدٌ Nay, this is a glorious Qur'an. This, what you belie. This, what you falsify. This, what you claim is myth and tales of previous nations. By Allah, it is the glorious Qur'an. The word of Allah, the Almighty. The word of Allah that has the guidance to humankind in it. Fi lawhin mahfuz. And this glorious Quran is inscribed in the lawh al mahfuz, and this is the preserved tablet. The preserved tablet has everything inside of it. It has the destiny of all that Allah has created from the beginning to the end. And it also has the Qur'an in it. And this concludes this beautiful surah, And before we wrap up, there are some points that we learn from it. First of all, Allah is warning those who give trial to the believers of punishment in this life and the hereafter. We know that this tyrant who tortured our brothers and sisters in Palestine, who fell in a coma for just over 8 years, Allah is torturing his soul in his body only to die as a kafir. So Allah's torture and punishment in this life, we don't know how it's going to be and how it's going to end. Allah Azza wa Jal, with His grace, is coming closer to His servants so that they would love Him and get closer to Him. He, the Almighty, gets closer to them with His favors and blessings, with His mercy and kindness, with His love and care. And this is how the servants should come closer to Allah by worshipping Him and refraining from doing haram things. We also learn the beauty of stories, of tales that the Quran has, because we learn our lessons from these stories. And the Prophet ﷺ is more and more steadfast, as well as the believers, when they know the tales of those who came before them and the trials they have undergone. They believe, and it gives them a good reminder that everything will turn out to be, inshallah, positive. Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us that He has everything under His control. He sees everything, He hears everything, and He controls everything. And we also learn the honor and the greatness of this glorious book, the word of Allah, the Quran, which we have in our chests, which we have in our homes, and which is in the preserved tablet in Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz. With this, we come to the conclusion of this segment. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.